We have newly released court documents that show that James Fishback, who is the Groyper candidate running for Florida governor, has been caught using foreign bots on social media to boost up his campaign. We're going to break all of that scandal down. We will also talk about Eric Swalwell, who just got ousted as the front runner for the California governorship after a crazy sexual assault accusation and misconduct charge. And stick around to the end because Donald Trump has posted some surprising images and said some bad things about the Pope, and the reaction is not great. It seems a common theme, and this is probably as sure as death and taxes at this point, is that Groypers are the deplorables of our country. Over and over again, they are caught doing horrible things, and James Fishback, who again is running at 4% right now in the polls for the Florida governorship, is no exception. We've got new evidence that he has been paying foreign bots, not just during his candidacy, he's done that as well, but before that, he has tried to defraud his partners with foreign bots, just like Nick Fuentes does, by the way. Nick Fuentes endorsed him, loves him. Nick Fuentes, a huge portion of his audience comes from Pakistan, as we know. We have data on that, and I've talked about that in the past. But we now have some clues into how James Fishback has such a large audience on social media, but is polling so low. So this story comes courtesy of Florida Voice News, and we've got some shocking screenshots to show you of the text messages. This is verified information from the court documents that came out. They say, Florida Republican gubernatorial candidate James Fishback is alleged to have orchestrated an alleged astroturfing operation of fake email accounts, phony X posts, and paid for social media engagement to plant friendly stories, respond to critics, and destroy the reputation of his former hedge fund boss, according to court filings made public Wednesday. The 45 exhibit, we're going to show some of it, filed in October in federal court in Manhattan, lays bare how the 31-year-old longshot candidate for governor allegedly directed his then 24-year-old campaign treasurer to impersonate concerned investors, manufacture online support, and wage what Fishback himself called war against Greenlight Capital founder David Einhorn. And the reason, again, we know this, is the court cases reveal the texts of Fishback telling people to do this. And some of these go as far back as 2021, but some of them are like last year. These are not things that happened a long time ago. These are during his race for governor. So let's go right to the text because I want to show you what has happened. This first one, he is talking to his assistant. This is in 2024. You can see the date. And he says, yes, tomorrow, your dad needs to do it. He has an older voice. He is talking about having his dad go call as a phony investor to his former hedge fund. He said, talk to them, please. I'm reading these out for those of you who are just listening and not watching. The person responds, as I believe it's his assistant, says, I don't think my dad would be comfortable doing that. Also, I'm in New York City tomorrow. And James Fishback says, WTF, my dad will do it then. Set it up and ask her for a number to call tomorrow morning. So again, that is him trying to defraud his partner, but it gets so much worse. When online critics questioned Fishback's inflated resume, he allegedly ordered Munguia to fire back from multiple X accounts, complete with screenshots and links. Munguia balked at responding to an account with an anime profile picture. Fishback's reply, quote, yes, I don't care, respond to each of them. And you can see all of that below. His assistant is saying, really, do we need to like reply to all of these people? And he's saying, yes, use the fake accounts to try to boost me up on social media for my Florida gubernatorial race and try to hate on the people who are trying to expose him. They continue. Court documents allege Fishback instructed Munguia to buy 350 likes for an X post touting a since-dismissed lawsuit against Greenlight, and that's, again, his former hedge fund, and to use a personal credit card and an anonymous email to hide the trail. Quote, use your personal card, use anon email for the sign-up. Okay, Fishback wrote. So again, he is buying engagement on X. Finally, this one is insane as well. They say the candidate's text contains strong language. This is James Fishback. Quote, we will destroy this man, Fishback wrote of Einhorn. Munguia replied, yes, sir, this needs to happen. After one encouraging response from a reporter, Fishback gushed, OMG, I love you, then added, no diddy. Munguia shot back, lol, we gonna bring this man down. Fishback, yes, we are. So, Fishback, we now have evidence that he has bought engagement for his gubernatorial race, and he's also tried to destroy his former boss, who has exposed him as having an inflated resume. He's lied a lot on his resume. Many people ask themselves, why do Groypers have such a massive online presence, but then they have no support in the polls? It's very weird, right? Because Nick Fuentes does very well online. But if you look at James Fishback in Florida, he's got 4% of the vote, which is almost nobody. And again, that's just a poll. That doesn't mean that's what it's going to. I guarantee you when the actual numbers come out, it will not be that high because many of the Groypers are just not even going to show up to vote. But this is why their engagement is at least 50% paid bots. It is not a conspiracy. It is a real thing. Speaking of degenerate gubernatorial candidates on the other side of the U.S., Eric Swalwell, who was the front runner for the California governorship, just announced he has been ousted. He has been accused of sexual assault. Here he is in his humiliating announcement video saying he is rescinding his candidacy.
A lot has been said about me today through anonymous allegations, and I thought it was important that you see and hear from me directly. These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false. They did not happen. They have never happened. And I will fight them with everything that I have. They also come on the eve of an election where I have been the front runner candidate for governor in California. I do not suggest to you in any way that I'm perfect or that I'm a saint. I have certainly made mistakes in judgment in my past, but those mistakes are between me and my wife.
Well, we actually have a video of Eric with someone, and this was not between him and his wife. That is a worker of the promiscuous variety, and it doesn't mean that he assaulted her, but it does mean that he has a history of being a bit of a freak. And so people are posting this video around showing that he has a history of this crap. He mentioned that these victims were anonymous. They have not come out and said their name. CNN had an interview with one of them. Here is what she said about Swalwell.
Decided to ask him to meet me for a drink. And I did this because I was so far removed from what had happened in 2019. I felt safe because I was established. I had a partner. I felt more secure that I could have a strictly professional relationship with this person. After that bar closed, we went to another. I went to the bathroom and I don't remember anything after that.
You don't remember anything?
I remember the next day. I can see flashes of that evening of him on top of me, me pushing him off, him grabbing me. It was a lot more aggressive. It was aggressive.
Did you say no?
Yes, I said no. In my flash that I can recall, I was pushing him off of me saying no.
And what did he do?
He didn't stop.
He didn't stop. And you woke up the next morning.
I woke up the next morning naked, alone in his hotel room. I, for a moment, didn't even know I was in his hotel room. That's how intoxicated I was.
So obviously this is very sad. I cannot say either way that this happened or it did not. In all cases like this, I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican, you are innocent until proven guilty. And so I'm not going to come out and say that Eric Swalwell did this like many people have said. The honest answer is we do not know. And I want to find out. I hope it comes out in open court. I think it should. But I will say it doesn't look good for him right now because he stepped down as governor, which means that, as the front runner in the governorship, which means that either he knew he would be caught down the road or the elites in the Democrat Party pushed him out. And I think that is very, very likely. Whether he did it or not actually doesn't really matter for getting pushed out. I think the Democrat elite would push him out either way because whether we like it or not, the California governorship is a massive leader in the United States. I mean, there's no question Gavin Newsom is a massive leader in the Democrat Party. And so Democrats are not going to want someone who is this tainted at the top. One thing that does give credibility to this victim is colleagues of hers did make a statement. So even though she is anonymous, these people have corroborated her statement. This is a statement from former staffers of Congressman Eric Swalwell. They say, "We, the undersigned former staffers of Congressman Eric Swalwell, write today with heavy hearts and unwavering resolve. The allegations reported by the San Francisco Chronicle and CNN are serious, credible, and demand accountability. We stand unequivocally with our colleague who showed extraordinary courage in coming forward to share her truth. We believe her." So again, not innocent until proven guilty, but these are people saying these are credible. They're saying that she was working for Eric Swalwell. She was one of their colleagues, and they believe her. So do what you will with that information. I don't think that's damning, but I do think it is a piece of the puzzle. One of the great ironies of this situation, of course, is that Democrats are calling for him to step down as the, you know, presumptive governor, and he did step down, but they're not calling him to step down from Congress, which is really interesting. He stepped down from the race, but he didn't resign as congressman. I appreciate the Democrats saying that he should step out of the race, but he should step down from Congress too if you're actually serious about these allegations, and he has not done that. If you guys appreciate honest, truthful reporting like I've done today, I want to ask you to consider to becoming a member of The Josh Carr Show. It's only $1.99, and you get exclusive perks like Q&As with me. You get videos that other people don't get. You also get my videos early, so go check it out right now. I put a link in the description to join below. The internet is on fire right now. Christians are not happy with Donald Trump, and it is because of this post that he reposted on Truth Social. For those of you just listening, I will describe it. You have the American flag, all kind of the normal things, Statue of Liberty, all that's fine. Then you have Donald Trump putting his hand on a sick man's head. His hand is glowing, and Donald Trump is adorned with a white cloak, and then above that, over that, is a red robe of some sort. This is obviously an impersonation of Jesus Christ. Why do we know this? Because he is wearing a red robe, which is symbolic of him taking on our sins. You know, this is very famous. I mean, every depiction of Jesus Christ generally is him in a red robe, because we all, you know, as the scripture says, can have our crimson sins be as white as snow through the atonement of Jesus Christ. And some people on X right now are saying this is not a comparison of Christ. And Trump actually said that. He said, you know, I didn't realize that this was a comparison of Christ. And the reality is, I don't know what's in Trump's head. So I can't say for sure whether or not he knew what it was, but that's Jesus Christ. It just is. I'm not going to lie to you and say, oh, I don't know, it could be interpreted. No, that's what it is. Trump didn't create this AI image, but he reposted it. And he has to face the consequences of that. And I just want to say, I support President Trump. I do not support these actions. Not cool. I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of people come out who are staunch MAGA Republicans saying, not cool. And I'm glad he did delete it a little bit later, but he needs to apologize. I don't think we should blaspheme Christ as a matter of virtue. That's not a good thing, but you should definitely not piss off your core followers as a matter of politics. Stupid move on both accounts. Democrats, of course, are taking the opportunity to stand on their high horse about this. Cenk Uygur tweeted this. He said, I can't get over the blasphemous picture Trump put up comparing himself to Jesus Christ either. He doesn't know that you're not supposed to compare yourself to the Lord and Savior, which is a stunning level of ignorance, or he did it on purpose to disrespect and mock people. Wow. And I tweeted, don't act like you care, Cenk. Because, like, Cenk Uygur, of all people, these people hate Christ. This is completely performative. Nobody believes Cenk, or Bernie Sanders came out and said, this is so horrible. This is so horrible. I can't believe that you would possibly say that about your fellow Christians and your fellow Americans. It's like, Bernie, you hate Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, it's just true. I mean, these Democrats do not like Jesus. So save the performative nature of your job. We do not care. The greatest defenders of Christianity are not Cenk and Bernie Sanders. Trump has defended Christianity much better, even if he shouldn't have posted that. Now, at the same time of this happening, the Pope and Trump are going at it. And again, if you didn't know, I'm not a Catholic. So I'm going to feel a little differently about this than many Catholics, but I do think I understand where some people are coming from. Trump tweeted this out. He said, Pope Leo is weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy. He talks about fear of the Trump administration, but doesn't mention the fear that the Catholic Church and all other Christian organizations had during COVID when they were arresting priests, ministers, and everybody else for holding church services, and even when going outside and being 10 and even 20 feet apart. He goes on. Basically, he doesn't like Pope Leo. Pope Leo said this, I have no fear of the Trump administration or speaking out loudly of the message of the gospel, which is what I believe I'm here to do, what the church is here to do. We are not politicians. We don't deal with foreign policy with the same perspective. He might understand it, but I do believe in the message of the gospel as a peacemaker. Now, here's the deal, guys. I like both of these statements. Trump was asked about this tweet on Truth Social by a journalist as well. Here is what he said.
Why did you attack Pope Leo on Truth Social?
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and the all of those great people that were arrested during COVID?
Okay, so this is what happens when a fundamentally non-political person, like the Pope, interacts with a politician. They're both kind of right. I mean, honestly, if you look at Donald Trump, he's saying, Pope Leo, dude, look at what the leftist did to your church. It's not good. And Pope Leo's saying, look, man, I don't look at foreign policy the same way as you do. I'm a religious leader. I'm not a politician. Trump is right that leftism is killing the church. But Pope Leo is right that he should focus on being a peacemaker. That's Pope Leo's job. Trump's job is to wage war on America's enemies. That is not the job of the Catholic Pope. Their jobs are fundamentally different. Even though I support the war in Iran, for example, I don't know if I want religious leaders. Like, I think about my own church. Do I really want the leader of my church talking about the war in Iran all that much? I don't think so. It doesn't really make sense. And if he talks about it differently than Donald Trump, that's okay. I don't think it needs to be the same. I think they should focus on their local congregations or their church. I don't want Trump telling the Catholic Church what to do. I want him focusing on the country as a whole. They have just fundamentally different jurisdictions, different stewardships, different things they're focusing on. So I think both are right in a way. And again, that's coming from a non-Catholic. But what is definitely wrong with all of this going on is that people are lumping this disagreement in with the AI image, which makes sense because it's Trump, it's Christianity. They're two stories, but they're different stories completely. Like, totally different. A president bickering with a pope, completely fine. That's my thing. The pope and what Trump have said to each other is totally fine. None of it is offensive. None of it is that big of a deal. It's not an existential crisis. A president can bicker with a pope. There's nothing wrong with it. But him posting an image depicting himself as Christ, not okay. Like, at all. Not okay. I think we should be very specific on what the real problems are with that, because what I see is people lumping them together right now, criticizing the Pope or any religion, including my own, by the way, totally fine. Don't lie about it, but yes, valid criticisms or opinions of their leaders, totally fine. Everyone's freaking out about that. They need to chill out. It's fine. Everyone freaking out about the AI image need to lovingly tell Trump to repent and never do it again. I love interacting with you guys. That's why I created my Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email. Mine is completely free to you, and I post things and write about things I'm not able to get to on the show. I did, you know, some in-depth background stuff about my investigation of Candace Owens, for example. I've talked recently about some things I've learned as a new father. Fun stuff like that. So go check it out right now. The link to join is in the description below.